Oh, with some idiot who's after it. It was my turn to read the news yesterday, but some youngster with a cut glass voice beat me to the studio. Yes, pity. It was one of those days when everything happened in Welsh towns. Of course, even in the senior service, there are people waiting to jump into other people's shoes.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Chief.
Yeah, in the flesh, Pop. Yeah, look, pardon this intrusion, Cole, but there. Look, there's a red hot buzz going round.
What? Well, spotted.
No, sir. No, I mean a right horrible rumor.
Well, that's hardly unusual. There's always a right horrible rumor flying about here.
Yeah, but this one's different, sir. I didn't start the parish up.
Oh, you've got a rival.
Not exactly, sir, no, but it looks as if Lieutenant Commander Charlton has.
The captain has? What are you talking about?
A certain high-class bungalow in the village, which is up for sale, sir.
Yes, but a certain gent in the gallant service, which I have the honour and privilege to belong to, and therefore duty bound as part of the old country's... All right. Skip the land of hope and glory, then. So what's this certain gent done?
Well, he's put in an highly acceptable offer for this bungalow, sir, with a view to moving in, there and here.
What?
Yeah. Old Thunderguts, he's at it again.
You mean Commander Povey is trying to buy a bungalow in the village?
Well, more than that, sir. Look, according to my relative Grapevine, he's after Lieutenant Commander Charlton's job, sir. What do you think of that? He suggested to Admiralty that it's time the captain was retired.
Well, of course it is. He mustn't be. Otherwise, we'd all be in the muck.
Yeah, and I'll be in the muckier muck than anybody else.
Yes. Yes, there is that, of course.
Very chuckle-worthy, sir, I'm sure. But a case I haven't made myself clear, sir, Commander Povey is all set to amalgamate command of the island with his own job and take over as captain here as soon as Lieutenant Commander Staunton goes.
Good Christ. Povey here?
Yeah.
It'd be like living on top of Vesuvius.
Yeah, exactly, sir. Exactly. Except that the eruptions will be a lot more frequent and a touch inside otter.
You know what our little empire builder has said to Admiralty so far?
I gather he's reported that the captain is no longer physically fit for command.
See. It looks as if we'll just have to prove that the captain is fit, doesn't it?
Well, no disrespect to the captain, sir, but... Well, that's going to be like trying to prove the Tower of London is a new block of council flats.
Well, we've got to think of something. Where's he now?
In the dinghy, fishing as usual. He caught a dab or smuggler's cove last week. He's been anchored out there ever since.
What did he hope to catch this time? The cove was doing the smuggling?
Oh, if it nearly did, sir. Arnie just saw it. No. No, sir, no. No, he's just hoping to become a dab and dab.
Well, collect Mr. Phillips and meet me at the jetty.
I doubt if Mr. Phillips will be up yet. He had a late night.
Really?
Yeah, sir. He didn't get to bed until 10.
Well, even if he looks terrible this morning, get him up. We're going out on the launch to have a word with the captain.
All right, sir.
Let's head down a bit.
Let's stand down a bit, it is, sir.
Good show. Phillips, I wish you stopped doing that. Doing what, sir?
Doing that, of course. Oh, well, you'll have us all asleep in the deep in a minute, sir.
Why, didn't you two get to bed until 10 o'clock either?
If there was no moon, a calm sea, and it was the Coast Guard's night off, I don't suppose Chief went to bed at all.
Hey, keep out. Close the fishing. No way.
Well, there's the captain now, sir. I don't think he's too pleased to see us.
Here off, you bounders. You're breaking off a big feather. Someone
else. We've got to see you, sir. It's urgent.
Oh, well, come on, Ned. I'd never have caught him anyway.
Get alongside, Mr. Phillips.
I'm certainly, sir. Pull the head together, Chief.
Pull the head together, Chief. Set.
Right hand down a bit sharpish.
Right hand down a bit sharpish, it is, sir.
Mr. Phillips, the wash. You'll swamp the dinghy.
Hey, stop rocking the boat, old fruit. You'll have me in the way.
Oh. Everybody, coast to the ice. The captain's having a bath.
Lummy. Fancy the dinghy overturning like that. Bad workmanship somewhere.
Well, hardly, Mr. Phillips. They're not built for riding over Niagara Falls.
I suppose I did chuck up a bit of wash, didn't I?
Yeah, just a bit, sir. When it reaches the shore, I reckon half the village will start building ark.
Hey, how much longer are you going to leave me in here bobbing about? I feel like a plastic duck.
Oh, Lord, pull the captain out, Chief.
Oh, I guess. This way, sir. Come on, to me.
Yes, from me, Uncle.
Up the daisy, come to Chiefy.
Oh,
I'm so close, Fort. Oh, and I'm frozen. Frozen. Look, my hands have all gone blue. Oh, help, it's frostbite. Frostbite. Where's the little doggy with the little barrel? Here, boy. No, sir. No, it's all right, sir.
What?
Don't worry, sir, Captain. It's only the dye out of your sleeves.
What? Oh, yes, so it is, old cockalorum. Well, that's a relief. By George, I thought my little puddies had had it then.
I'm sure we're all very relieved about your little puddies being safe, sir.
Oh, jolly nice of you, jolly nice of you. They're game little chaps.
However, sir, we're not at all sure that you're safe.
Well, is the launch leaking?
No, sir. Thunder Squeak has done his nuts.
What?
I mean, Squeaky Nuts has thundered.
No. I think you ought to have tipped him in the water, you know.
Temptation which is always with us, sir.
Look, Mr. Phillips, we're trying to say that Commander Palby has put the squeak into that morality, sir, and he's after your job here.
What? What? The bounder's a cad. The cad's a bounder. I knew it. He doesn't fish, you know. Doesn't fish, they're all the same. Outsiders, all of them.
All is not yet lost. We have a plan.
Ah, good. You're going to shoot him. Good man. Yes, you might save me a couple of seats at the trial, would you?
No, sir. You don't understand. We're going to show that rollicking lordship just how fit you are.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm something. Well, cheerio, Jack. It's been nice knowing you.
Well, it's perfectly simple, sir. You see, we're putting you down for local harriers and entering you for long-distance cross-country runs, sir.
Are you, old shot? Well, cheerio. It's been nice knowing you.
We didn't say you'd actually be doing any running, sir.
No, you didn't. I'll tell you something else, too. I'm not doing any.
We don't want you to, sir. We're fielding a substitute in your name.
So all you'll have to do is to trot off at the start and trot in a finish, sir. The other chap will do the trot in between.
Oh, it still sounds a trot too much, old Hank. Couldn't he do the start and finish as well?
No, I'm afraid not. So look, but don't you worry. I've already got a certain rating marked down for the trot in between.
Yeah.
And provided the countryside don't give way under him, he'll see you set up a record, all right?
Sure.
Off we go, Johnson. Come along with me now. Help. Knees bent. Arms straight. Running on the spot again. Help. Down. Help.
Oh, I can't up anymore. Oh, I'm done in. Oh.
Hey, what's the matter? You haven't been at it a minute.
Yes, I have. I've been at it 73 seconds, and I know me limits. That's who's finished up, Uppy.
All right. We'll find you a different exercise.
Yeah, I know. Weightlifting.
That'll be dead easy for you.
Why?
Well, nobody's more used to lifting a lot of weight about than you, for a start. Go on. Cop hold of them weights.
There, you overstuffed Samson.
Come on.
I don't want to.
Bend over and pick them up.
You're rotten, you are. That's what you are, rotten. You're the rottenest rotten I know.
All right. Well, come on, pick them up.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, and half a draft.
Never mind about blow the wind southerly. Pick those perishing weights up.
They're heavy, you know.
They're supposed to be. Pick them up.
What? What's that noise? Here, have you got a touch of the screw? What's happening?
Oh, it's the floor. Here, that's how. You're going through the floor. Put them down. Going down!
Help! Where did everybody go? It's an eclipse. Fatso's fallen off the floor.
Come out of there, you steaming neat. You're in the foundation. Come on, stand up. I'll give you a hand.
Right, Oaky. Oh, my head.
Look, stop. Stop knocking the joists about, you clown. The eel's over here.
I know where the hole is. It's in my head.
Well, stop worrying about it. There's nothing in it to fall out.
Not there, there isn't.
Ah, good morning, Chief.
What? Oh, good morning, sir.
How are things going?
Well, in a manner of speaking, they just called. Fatso just sort of popped out for a minute.
I'm back. Peepo.
Good gracious, yeah. Chief, are you sure you're not overdoing this training schedule?
No, sir, what?
Well, surely Johnson used to be a lot taller than that.
No, sir. You don't understand. You see, he's like an iceberg, Lister. You have two-thirds of him are below the surface.
What? Oh, I see. Bottom seems to have fallen out of his world, hasn't it?
Yeah, when I picked them flaming weights up, it fell out of me shorts and all.
Quite. Well, don't let me keep you from your training, Johnson. I'm sure you want to get down to things.
Oh, I wouldn't dive with him, sir. He's in training and a bit savage at the moment. It's the red meat, what does it?
Two more days of this caper and I won't be safe off the lead. Get me out of this hole, I want to eat him.
Get back. Oh, down, Rover.
Johnson, Johnson, stop that at once. You're supposed to be a harrier, not a terrier.
Well, he's rotten.
Oh, yes, agreed. Keep up the training.
Don't want to.
Oh, now. Come on.
No.
Just for me.
Oh, well, all right.
Good lad.
But it's not a little truck.
No, it's a flaming Liberty. You're going to do it. So come out of that hole and get training.
Oh, not likely. I'm safe down here. You can't up when you're up to your up in floorboards.
Johnson, come out of there at once.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. Please yourself. But if you don't come out, we'll just have to hold your court marital round you.
Hey, what court marital?
I think I'm right in saying it's a court marital offence to damage admiralty property. To wit, floorboards, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Then there's refusing to obey an order from a superior officer.
Yes. And being improperly dressed.
Out, Johnson's coming out. Up, zipper, the top. Up we go. Up. Knees bent, arms flexed, running on the spot, beating. Up. Down. Up, down, hands around, got into the wall. Everybody's ready. Oh, well.
D E A R space S I R. I say, Heather, look, how's that for typing? Dear sir, There's nothing to it.
Well, it's a start, I suppose.
Start? What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. It's just that it's in the middle of the page. And instead of dear sir, it's dear Sid.
What? Oh, so it is. Oh, well, that'll do. Perhaps his name is Sid, anyway.
Oh, honestly, Leslie, I'd much rather you let me catch up later. I'll soon have this job done now.
Now, what are you doing, anyway?
I'm sewing up Abel Seaman Johnson's shorts. Again.
You know, there are some exercises Petzo just shouldn't attempt.
Don't tell me. Tell the chief.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Oh, hello, Ginger. What have you got there?
A red-hot billy-do from Admiralty, sir.
What?
A red-hot billy-do. It's fair steaming.
I bet it's not steaming as much as your friend Johnson is.
My friend Johnson is no longer my friend Johnson, miss.
Oh, why not?
Well, he caused a nasty scene in pub last night. Being in training, he ordered a tomato juice, and there were a marine on t'other side of us.
Bloody, what happened?
A slight difference of opinion, culminating with me spending all this morning trying to get tomato juice off the uniform.
What's this belly red hot do? I mean your hot billy. Your steaming do for.
Yeah. Read it for yourself, sir.
Well, oh, thanks, yes. Oh, I say, this typing's not up to much.
Why? Hasn't it got dear Sid in the middle of it?
No, it hasn't.
Well, never mind. Go on, read it.
Oh, law. Lummy. Oh. Phew. And lummy again. It's from the Admiral. He wants Lieutenant Commander Stanton to see him at Admiralty straight away.
Oh, dear. Now it looks as if the axe is poised.
Ah, there. I reckon he's going to bowl up there for his bowler, all right.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
How do you do?
Well, that's what I like. A bright start to the day. When's the funeral?
Read this, sir.
War. Lummy. Cool. Phew. Lummy again.
They were my very words, sir.
Yeah, old Thundergust doesn't waste time when he gets the skids under somebody, does he?
Oh, it's a shame.
I think I'd better go up to Admiralty with Lieutenant Commander Stanton just to make sure he gets there, for one thing.
Now, couldn't I come as well, sir? I know one or two shortcuts. With my sense of direction, I could get you there in
double the time. No, thanks. You can remain here, and if anyone rings up and asks you anything...
Yes, sir?
Tell them you don't speak English.
Well, what do I do if you ask me anything, sir?
Remember what your mother told you. Now, I'd better go and collect the captain.
Well, Leslie, a penny for them?
Oh, I was just thinking and wondering.
Wondering what?
Well, Heather. What was it your mother told you?
Really?
I don't like this, number one, old fruit. No, couldn't we scrub round this interview nonsense and get back? I ought to be fishing, you know.
Yeah, possibly, sir, but just remember all I told you, and it'll be all right.
Oh, it won't, you know.
Why not?
Because I've forgotten all you told me, old sport.
Ask the Admiral not to make any decisions for a day or two.
Well, couldn't you ask him, old fruit? It would sound better coming from you.
Why, sir?
Well, you're more likely to remember it, for one thing. You see, as soon as I get into the Admiral's office, my mind will be a blank. Mines don't come any blanker than mine, I can tell you.
Now, just relax, sir. Just play him like a fish.
Oh, what? Like a fish, eh? Now you're talking. And I heard you, too. Like a fish. Capital. Well done, lad. I like you.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Commander Stanton.
Yes.
The Admiral will see you now, sir.
Ah, caught you. You're the big fella, too. Give us back me bait.
Late? Who is? Oh, Stanton, you mean.
No, not Stanton. That's me, old fruit.
Oh, wearing his old suit.
Well,
he can turn up in tight for all I care. He's late. Where is he?
Who?
At the zoo.
Oh, is he? Is he? Well, what's he doing there, old sport, then?
Well, how should I know? He's gone with Stanton, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Well, they've got a nice day for it, haven't they?
Who has?
The admirals. The animals, I mean. I'm a bit lost now. Do you fish at all?
See Lillian Gish at all? Well, of course I don't. I say... Cracking filly, that water. But you two.
Yes, now, was...
Married old Staunton, didn't she?
Yes. No, doctor. Oh, no, that can't be right. He's at the zoo, old boy.
Got the flu. On his honeymoon, too. What a shame.
Yes. Well, it serves him right for spending it at Winsnay, doesn't it?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, nice of you to drop in, Gish. Yes. Remember me to my wife, will you? Oh,
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, well, you might see if Staunton's turned up yet, will you?
Yeah. I say, number one, old trout. Has Staunton turned up yet?
That's you, sir.
What? Oh, Lord, so it is. My goodness, I'm late then.
Come in, Staunton. There's a shocking draught flowing round me left arm.
Ah, well, don't worry about it. That's my fault. I must have left the cage door open.
No. Think again, Head. You're all over the place.
Well, come on in.
What? Oh, yes, do. Yes, come in by all means. Have a chair. I'll have one as well. Now, I wanted to have a word with you, old boots.
Well, about the zoo.
And that, in the words of the Greek poets, has dropped the issue right in the sediment.
Oh, we should never have let the captain go and see the admiral like that.
Why, what happened then?
They had a chat, Heather.
Oh. Yeah, a very disastrous chat. Yeah. They're now bazoom pals, and the Admiral is coming down to start the cross-country run personally.
If the Admiral comes, can Thunderguts be far behind?
I've thought of a slight revision. But why don't we have two cross-country run finishing lines?
Two? Aren't we in enough muck with one?
But supposing we had a sort of new finishing line well away from the original one the Harriers thought after. I mean, the Admiral can start them off, and then we could take him to our finishing line later.
It's a bit pointless, isn't it, Chief? Nobody will turn up.
Oh, yes, they will, sir. Not Harriers, but every rating I can find a pair of shorts for.
Yes.
And first down with a fine old turn of speed would be Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Oh, I see. He starts with the Harriers, then joins our lot of ratings and comes in with them.
Yes, but surely the Admiral will notice that the other runners are different bods, though.
Well, not unless we use you amongst the second lot, sir.
Oh, thank you, Chief. You mean I'd be the one who'd stand out as a fine physical specimen?
No. I mean that you'd be the one who'd be running the wrong way or still have his flat hat on.
Well, it's worth a try anyway, Chief. I only hope old Thunderguts doesn't turn up and start snooping around.
Yeah, you and me both.
Oh, don't you worry about him. If he turns up, I'll head him off.
Head him off, sir? Yes. Where?
Well, I'll fool him. I'll take him to the finishing line the Harriers are using.
No, sir. Just leave it alone, Mr. Phillips, sir. Leave it.
Couldn't he have a pass, Mr. Murray, sir, for about a year?
Hardly, Chief. If we ditch Mr. Phillips, Commander Povey will be sure we're up to something. He's the one we always hide.
Yes, I've noticed that. Whenever you're up to something, I get sent off somewhere in a jeep.
Yes, and the snag is, you always come back again.
Just at the wrong moment, usually.
Well, if it were a bigger island, I could go further.
Yeah, very nice of you to offer, I'm sure, sir. But I'll find you a little job to do this time, if you'd be so kind.
This is ludicrous, number one. Stark raving ludicrous.
All the others were back hours ago.
He could have done it on his hands and knees by now.
That's probably the way he's doing it.
It'll be dark soon. Well, I suppose he's found a pond on the way and started fishing.
Chief. No, sir. Now, there isn't one. I've checked.
Well, I wonder what's happened to him. I mean, he only had to run round the corner, then wait for the other chaps from the draft to come along, and he...
Belt up!
Aha! I might have guessed there was some chickery-pokery going on.
Chickery-pokery, sir?
Oh, how could you be so suspicious, Colton? Colby! Colby, old fool, where are you?
Good grief, the Admiral. Here, sir.
Here.
Oh, no, no, thanks. I just had a gin. What are you lot doing out here in the dark? Race was over hours ago.
We know, sir, but...
Oh, pity you missed it. Staunton won, you know.
Am I to understand, sir, that Lieutenant Commander Staunton is back?
Of course he is. Came in first. This is a wrong finishing line, you idiot. There's another one round that corner. Come over here, Povey, I'll show you.
Blimey. He must have joined the Harriers again on the way back instead of Arnold.
No, I didn't know Fruit. I'm done. Yeah, I went the whole way with the fools.
But you can't have done, sir. You won.
Yeah, so would you, old socks, if you stood where I did at the start. My old China, the Admiral there, he's a bit careless about where he points the starting pistol, you know.
You mean,
Yes, I do. On your marks, get set, bang! Oh, my word, the agony of it, you.
I am still not at all convinced that there isn't something very dubious about all this.
Oh, really, sir? You think so?
However, just to make sure, I am thinking of holding another cross-country run over a course I shall select next week, and you'll all be entered.
Lovely, sir. Lovely, 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 sir. Unfortunately, I, for one, won't be here.
Oh, yes, you will.
And I'm sure the Admiral here will know what action to take against any officer who is found to be no longer physically fit.
Well, I'm not for a start. Never will be again, either, of course. Not after today. Oh, no.
Really, Cat? In that case, you wouldn't be thinking of retiring by any chance. Because if you were... I was going to suggest that as the Admiral is here...
Well, I wasn't, so don't. Mind you, Povey, if I do have to go, I shall miss having you all here.
I don't think you've got that quite tight, sir. Well, quite right, sir.
No, sir, no. You'd be the one who is leaving the island, sir. Not us.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, old brute. It's my island.
Yeah, I?
It's your what?
My island, Cloth Ears. I bought it for fishing years ago. It's only loaned to Admiralty, you know. You ask my old mate, the Admiral here.
Have a beer? Look, how many more times?
Oh.
I told you I've just had a gin.
Oh, well, I haven't. Let's go and have one now, old Cockroft, shall we? Do you fish at all?
What? Oh, yes, I remember. Gish. She married a chap called Staunton who works in the zoo.
Yeah. Oh, did she really? I thought they were sisters. Well, it takes all...
Well, I...
Yes, sir, I'm afraid you are.
His island. His island. But I'll never get you lot off here now.
Mr. Phillips, what's the matter now?
Look, I've been thinking, you know, when all our writings came into this finishing line here, I don't remember seeing Patco amongst them, do you?
No, I don't.
We could have missed him, I suppose. What, that size? Don't be ridiculous. In that case, he must still be,
Help, I'm lost. Help. I want my mummy.
He is. Over here, Fatso. Come to Papa Pertwee. This way out. Last one home's a custard. Over here for the movie prize, you stupid great big family.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Commander Povey was played by Richard Corbett.